Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Perfectly to see you smile. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and that was Bridget Bryant, A Soft Place, starting the show with an affirmative prayer. And if you're going to court the inner lover, then he or she needs to feel invited. I'm talking about the awakened couple within you. And Bridget, being a Taurus, I'm going to put her business out there. Her birthday's coming up. I tell her business, I'll be telling mine too, so I'm going to come up there with her. We're both Taurians. We're ruled by Venus. You can't tell? I love you, Bridget. And if you want more, Bridget Bryant, you can check her out on BridgetBryant.com. I'm going to show you how to spell her name. Hey, family, cutting up tonight. I've been courting. I gone courting. Okay, let me give you my sister's website. Bridget Bryant, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T-E, Bryant.com. And you can also find this beautiful sister on Facebook. Just put her name in. You'll catch her, get some of that glow. So, can you feel the energy of the six that's running today? You know, it's just such a magical six kind of day. And I want to welcome you home to yourself tonight. I definitely want to thank all of you on the phone lines and in the chat room. Let me get over there real quick. Just going to see back there. I know I've got Life Coach Day in the house. He's always there hooking me up until I could do it by myself. And we have Sweet Tea, Tanya from D.C. I know you like the soft place, girl. I'll tell you where you can get that. Because, you know, we were having a conversation. I really hope you seriously press one. About how we need to be a soft place for ourselves before we can be that soft place for another. And there's a lot of ways we could play with that, which is why I really wanted to go into that song tonight and invite you guys to. Oh, there's a party in the chat room. Hello, guest 1918. I'm not going to try to add that up. I will in a minute. And phone lady, welcome this Sunday night. And Tracy Ann Miller, swiper, no swiping, but you can swipe this. But I don't want any of your snow if you still have that up there in PA, okay? For real. Keep that. But I'll bring you spring. It's been wonderful. I'm so happy to have you guys with me. So happy wintry spring. I was feeling that. I think I saw a little something. A birdie told me that you guys are still feeling the winter. But that's okay. Spring's gonna. I'm bringing you the sun tonight. All right? So I want to thank you guys for spending your Sunday night with me. It's Palm Sunday, and later in the week, we have a full moon in Libra. Now, Libra is another sign that is also ruled by Venus. So it's a magical night or a magical week coming up. And I'm feeling like I'm getting messages from the heart quarters. I'm going to find out. Hey, Patricia. Listening, Monica's friend, welcome to the Celestial Show. I'm going to get to where you guys could call me if you're interested in readings. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. But I want to make sure that I let you know about more of my beautiful family on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're a powerful network. And I just have to say that if you missed any of the shows last week, you got to go back. I mean, we're starting a new week, but you got to go back because the Ask Life Coach Today radio show was off the chain all week. I mean, there was just so much energy around gender conversation and sexuality and stepping into who you are. Then we resurrected the muse over there on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you come on over Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, for the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. You have no idea how we get down. You need to come check that out. And then on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, we have the Play Experience with Mbasa Safira, who is featuring the Divine Feminine for the month. Amazing, amazing show. Have you played with yourself? Play. Passionately. Love and appreciate you. powerful conversations happening on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then you have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, where they explore how your ancestral blueprints might be impacting your life right now, today. What's the ancestors dance that you're doing? Are you, like, playing with the same old story? Is it karma? What is it? Is our family, what we focus on expands? So whatever our energy track is, whatever we're focusing on, we're going to get more of that. Well, could it be connected to your ancestral line? Ancestral Blueprints, the last Wednesdays of the month, will help you explore that and more. And then you have me on Sunday nights. I bring it all home with tarot and numerology and music, and movies might even come up. But my main mission is to get you ready for your week. So this is our time, our me time. And I thank all of you beautiful people for being with me. And I did not forget you in the archive, though it might have felt that way. I see you. Welcome, and thank you for stopping by. Now is the only time that matters. So whenever you listen in is the right time. But if you want a reading or you have something in your heart to share, you're going to have to join me live. Call in 347-426-3346. The beautiful brother on the line is Life Coach Today. He'll be screening my calls tonight and keeping me abreast of what I'm missing as I'm multitasking. I'm not good with that. I like to focus. So I play in a lot of areas, but I appreciate his help. And he is the head of LifeConversationsRadio.com, and I'm very proud to be a part of the network. So that's the energy that I'm working with right now, and I'm really excited, and I'm getting messages from the heart quarters, folks. You know how that goes, how that dance happens, but there may be somebody joining us, but before we get into that, I want to play with some of the energy that is running today. It is so yummy. You hear me? It's yummy. Oh, I didn't tell you that if you wanted to find out more about the shows that I listed on the network, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You can also post questions for me on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. I want to get my numbers up. So tell more people about my page. Yeah, I want the love. I've been a courting, so I can ask for what I want today. That's going to be the theme the whole show. I want a courting myself. I had a great date with me. Tell you more about that. So welcome to courting your inner lover tonight. While we may be searching outside of ourselves for romance and love, the true flame of love starts from within. And I'm going to stop right there, because aren't you so tired of hearing that? You know, but it's true. Like attracts like. If you're out there and you're looking right now, stop looking and start hanging with you. I'm telling you. The more you enjoy yourself and expand on that energy, who you are looking for will find you, because you're just having so much fun with yourself on your own joyride. I'm just saying. When you wake up for your passion in your life, you start courting the part of you that is the blueprint for romance showing up in your life. Yes, it's true. And I got back up too. So while we are in a potent energy field, you know, it's time to release those old stories. You can start early. You know, you can start right now, you know, releasing full moon and Libra, getting ready for new stories of being social, having justice. Libra shows up as justice. Inviting all that you want in your life. And I got hooked up this week, so I'm going to share that tip with you too. But I really want to let you know that there are stories flowing in and out of the universe right now. And whatever stories you're going to focus on is what's going to show up in your spiritual romance. It starts with you. You got to date yourself. Know thyself before anybody else gets to know you. So we're going to start with the energy of six. You want to talk about creative energy. Now remember, the energy of the day is also the lesson card for the whole year for any lucky person celebrating a birthday today. And the number today is the energy we all are collectively following for the whole year. So that means we all get to play. 2013 equals six, and six is the energy of the day. So let's pay close attention to the divine gifts of a diamond year. Number six is a loving, stable, harmonious vibration. It's ruled by the planet Venus, also known as the Cosmic Mother. Venus governs the sensuous side of human nature. It is the lord of refined attributes, romance, beauty, fine arts, and sexual pleasure. Six also belongs to a rock and roll Orisha, is what I like to call him, Chango. He's in charge of music, dancing, drumming, and thunder. Six also makes an appearance in one of the holy texts. God created man on the sixth day of creation. So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. I find that very interesting. We'll play with that number six creation, because you definitely need the female aspect, and that's when you have the snake. No, not the one in the Garden of Eden, but the one in medicine cards, which is about shedding its skin to reveal new life through transmutation. Our sixth eye is our third eye chakra and awakens with the beauty of inner awareness. Do all these things to tap into the energy of six, and I'm just getting started. I just want to check in the message room to see if there are any messages for me. But six is our third eye chakra. I think it's very important to pay attention to that, because that's where your energy comes from, and your third eye, your sight, your vision. Vision. And then the F is the sixth letter of the alphabet. So fun words like freedom and funky and fantastic and even functional has expansion power with the number six. So you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm having a good time playing with numbers right now. And I will be coming to you, Melissa, after we, wow, joyful, Melissa, I love it. I'll be coming to you shortly. I'm going to give just a little bit more gifts about six, because that's the energy you're walking. And I'm going to invite you, while I am going through this number, that you tap into the energy before you even bring your question to me. All right? So I'm taking Melissa on a ride right now. You guys are welcome to join us. I hope you're doing that anyway if you're playing with me. I'm about to paint the web for number six and how it shows up in tarot. We're going to put the spotlight on the sixth card in tarot, which is the Lover's card. The Lover's card is astrologically connected to the sign of Gemini, the twins. Could the twins of Gemini and the couple on the Lover's card direct us to a message about connecting with the divine feminine and divine masculine within ourselves? We often miss the message, thinking only about romance when the lovers show up. There is far more going on with this card than attracting your mate. You learn to attract what you most want by being the love you so crave. There is no magic to do or spells to create. You simply raise your vibration and drop the stories of gender role control, expectations, and domination. You create a new story and grow up by putting your love story of illusions to bed. You bless yourself with the gift of awareness and stand, not fall, to embrace the awakened couple within yourself. It's a 6 year. You're all invited to blend the dark and the light. You'll find your path more easily when you learn how to embrace all of you. And courting your inner lover is a quick way to get to all those things that you love. You know, suffering is going to happen even if you go down this course. But I promise you, it's far more fun to connect with the things you most love, like My Favorite Things and Sound of Music. You might want to start right there with Billy Andrews, if you can get into it. Find your key that opens your door to your heart, and you will find the inner lover standing there, waiting for more. Like, okay, how else do you want to play? But with that said, I'm going to stop and invite my sister Melissa from New York to join me in this moment on a celestial show. Hello, Miss Melissa. How are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm feeling very well, Melissa. Your name is Melissa?
Yes. from New
and
York.
It's cold up here.
It's cold up here, sweetie. Is that right?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I played your name today. I knew you were coming.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the Allman Brothers?
No.
Oh, honey, they have a song after your name. You should look that up. That's a gift to you. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I just put it on. If we're not FB friends, you can definitely find me on Facebook as well. But before we get into that, I just had to give you your gift, the name of Melissa. It's really powerful because I just posted that song. I love when that happens. It's called Synchronicity. Now I'm going to stop talking and let you talk to me. What's going on?
I've been dating my boyfriend for 6 months. And he's a really good guy.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know, like, and you know what, too? He has a gift as well because he gets to speak to angels. And so,
Wait a minute, girl. Okay, you did not just come in here with this today. This woman is triggering me.
And I think that's so beautiful. I think that's so beautiful that he gets to do that.
He talks to angels, but you're talking to angels too. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? Melissa, you just brought in the Black Crow. That's another six number. Its number is 24. You add it, you get six. You just brought in the Black Crows. He talks to angels, but the song is She Talks to Angels Too.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a beautiful gift, I can say. Because he gets deja vu too.
Repeat that again.
He gets deja vu as well.
Mm. And you're really tuned into his gifts, aren't you?
Yeah, you know what? He's a gentleman. I waited. You know how like you talk about you have to date yourself first, love yourself. Mm. I gave myself like at least 9 months of not being with anybody, and you know do little things for myself. And that means find something like. Something that's your favorite color and you just want to wear it. Just you just do stuff like that. So I had to learn to do stuff like that. And then after 9 months, then he popped up. And I was like, wow. I said, you see? I said, I'm usually not a person that waits. But I said to myself, I said, I'm going to let God handle it just this time. We'll see what he'll give me.
Wow. So you got from dating yourself a reflection of a man who talks to angels. Now, Melissa, we're going to get to your question, but you're just such an amazing woman to be connecting in this moment, this time, with the real-life example of what I'm talking about, because six is about attracting the inner and the outer, that balance, and you did that. So I'm going to ask you, as you were dating yourself and getting in touch with your inner lover, what did you learn about your gifts and talents?
Well, I definitely, for me, I can say that writing helps when you want to, and music helps as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mm-hmm. I can say definitely I meditate, and I talk to the trees. I know somebody's like, oh, my God, you do that? I'm like, yeah, I do that, but I don't do it out loud.
Okay, I hear you. We want to respect
your
anonymity.
But I can feel the energy of them.
Well, it's a pine tree, I'm just saying. Palms.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like I never hear them like talk back or anything because I always see like they have faces and stuff in the tree. So I just feel the energy. And I noticed that now since I meditate, I learned that when I dream at night, I visualize more of details of everything, because I never was a person that can remember my dreams. And now I can't because I meditate.
So you play with trees, you meditate, you're
mm-hmm.
tapped into music and paint, music, I'm hearing, and
mm-hmm.
writing as well. So those are the gifts that you get to play with and more to come. Wow. How amazing is that? I haven't even pulled a card for you yet.
And I just love it. I'm just like, and I don't know if you ever, do you ever see like orbs? Because I've been seeing like orbs in the sky, like they're like purplish. I've been seeing lately, and I'm like, what is going on? I said, too much meditation.
No. You're doing great. I haven't. I do see colors. Colors do speak to me. And that purple that you're talking about, that's the royal color, you know? That's a, is it purple that is the crown chakra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, purple. So you're really connected with the divine, which is the other unspoken, I haven't spoken it of it yet, but you just brought it in with the royalty and the purple and the seventh crown being balanced enough to receive not just your inner lover, but the divine identity of which you are. So if you're seeing that means you are that.
Wow.
Okay. And mm-hmm. we are all blessed by this conversation because we connect with it energetically too when we receive the gift that you've offered all of us by showing yourself vulnerable and authentic. Now, I wonder, what will the cards say to you? You are quite a gift, Miss Melissa. Are you from New York originally?
Yes, I was born here. And you know what I always feel around me? I always feel cold wind around me. So I'll be like, okay, the angels are blowing around me all day long.
When is your birthday?
You know what? My birthday is August 21st. And you know what I did at work one day? I asked Mother Mary. I said, can you please, I just asked her to please let my boss not bother me today. And it works. But you have to have faith if you want that. But it works.
Oh my goodness.
And one day I asked her if he can be very, very nice to me. And it worked. He was nice to me for one whole day. I said, wow.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? Okay, I was right. I knew I was feeling fire from you. You're a Leo?
Yes, I'm a Leo.
You're a lion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lions and bulls, I don't know what it is about the fire signs, but they really help me with the earth. I really connect with fire energy for getting me moving. So thank you, sister, for bringing your energy to me tonight. I needed you as much as you needed me to do a reading. It's so much fun playing by your fire.
Aww.
Okay, so I'm going to the Mother Peace Tarot deck, and they are very strongly femininely based, okay? They're women from all different types of cultures, and these are the first cards that were done in a circular formation. I know Rider-Waite too, but my heart usually gets reflected most accurately through Mother Peace cards. It's important for me to see a reflection that reflects me when I'm doing my readings, and hopefully you'll see yourself too. I have Daughter of Disks for you. The Daughter of Disks is a woman that is completely nude. She has this, she's on a vision quest. She's just come from the cave. The cave in this situation is the winter. Though you're cold right now, you're going to come out and you're going to claim your name, your talents. I know you're focused on what's going on with the guy who talks to angels. But the thing is, with that cold air that you feel around you all the time, that's confirmation that you talk to them too. All the gifts that you're celebrating in him, mm-hmm. that you're able to see, are also gifts of you, reflections of you as well. And whichever part makes you light up, that makes you want to explore, that's the area where you go, Leo. That's the area where you find yourself, Melissa. Because it will ignite more for you than just the romance that you feel right now. You went 9 months before you decided to connect with another in introspective work. The number 9 is connected to an Orisha goddess by the name of Olya. She destroys what you no longer need, but she is a fierce goddess energy. And you spent that time in that space. 9 is also the hermit, which is the pathfinder, which connects to you, Daughter of Disks, because you are learning your path in life. But you have claimed your name, and you are standing on solid ground. So this is a very powerful, good time for you to explore, to find out other ways that you come alive. Okay, I just for the fun of it went and grabbed another card, and it came out the Three of Wands. There's the fire, and here is a mother who is passing on cultural connections. So the daughter of Disc has grown up in the Three of Wands as a mother who is teaching her young sons how to paint, not with a critical eye, but with the eye of exploration and passion and sensuality. It's the grounding of the lower base chakras is where you will feel your energy, because fire in the chakra system is connected to the navel solar plexus. So I would focus some energy around that for you, being able to stand in your power. That color is yellow.
Oh, that used to be my favorite color when I was a little girl. Yes, it was, yellow.
Yes,
a little girl, my favorite color. Mm-hmm.
Yellow is very powerful. It keeps you connected to the sun, and it keeps you connected to the fire. That will keep you warm as you transition into spring. But you must reclaim your name, understand your path, focus on your gifts and talents, and then be prepared to pass it on as the mother to us all.
Wow, I love
that. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, I was a hermit. For 9 months, I was a hermit. And I can definitely say how, because I like I told you, I like to write, so that helps me. It helps me a lot. And I like that I have someone that's very spiritual, because I, you know how you date people, but you don't have that connection?
Yes.
You know? And
yes.
I have to tell you a story that he... Before he met, he told me, when he first met me, he told me that, what did he tell me? When I started dating him, he told me that, he said that in his dreams, back in his homeland, because he wasn't from the United States, and he told me that, he said 4 years ago, he said he had a dream that that he met me in heaven, and the angels were telling him that you're gonna meet her again. He met me spiritually, but he didn't meet me physically.
My goodness.
And they showed him.
Yes, go ahead.
And they showed him, like, his kids with me and just told him that you're going to see her again. And he said when he got to see me, he couldn't believe it. 4 years later, that he got to see me in the physical.
Isn't that amazing? I'm going to get ready to go on with you, Melissa. But
it's
I got to
so
know,
cool,
where
I love
he from?
That.
Where is he from?
He's from Africa.
What part?
But he's,
what country?
Oh my gosh. I don't know how to say the name of it.
It's okay.
Ghana? I think it's Ghana. Or something like that.
Because
he says it to me, but I go blah, blah, blah. Because I'm like, okay, whatever. But
isn't
he's very
You know what I didn't tell you? Is that, and then we're really going to go on a break, Life Coach, today. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And the last gift that I have for Miss Melissa is that the Three of Wands, okay, the daughter of this, it takes place in the western part of the United States. And so it's more someone of Native American culture. Now, the Three of Wands takes place in Africa. It's an African mother passing on the traditions.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. So I hope you will call back. I thank you so much for your bountiful gifts on this Palm Sunday. And please listen in. When we come back from break, I'm going to be breaking down the palm tree. There are some powerful gifts in that tree. So you'll
I'm
be
definitely
able to
going to be listening.
Wonderful. I love it. So you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. That was the beautiful Melissa from New York playing with us on The Celestial Show. You, if you want to play as well, you can call 347-426-3346, and we'll be right back talking about palm trees.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you.
You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. He'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. There are more people that have joined us. Man, wasn't Melissa fun? That was great. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And I see my baby sisters in the house. What's up, Lori, baby sis? And Sweet Tea, Tanya from D.C., Tamara, spiritual midwife. And I am going to venture a guess that this 301 number is a very beautiful young woman by the name of Hillary, who gets to see me play and cut up in ways that she's not used to. What's up, Hillary? Thank you for joining me. So, I promised you a story about trees, didn't I? Okay, you know, today is Palm Sunday. And I'm sure that a lot of people did a lot of things around. Jesus came into Jerusalem on a donkey. That's my cat chiming in. Hi, Cleo. I'm talking about Jesus and Palm Sunday on the show. Hi. Nice to see you. Great. Chime in. You know, when the animals speak, I know when Doreen Virtue is doing her readings and her dog barks, we just take that as an angelic moment. So we just had a kitty moment brought to us by Cleo, who is just basically letting me know that it's story time, Mommy. I'd like to get closer. So Palm Sunday is a really powerful, it's the first Sunday before Easter, and it's in the Christian tradition. But I thought it would be fun to ponder how the goddess sneaks into the Holy Week through the palm tree. Yes, that's how I see it. It's my story. Now, if your name is Tamara, like
Tamara, spiritual midwife. I kind of call this a happy birthday to you for your name, because your name means palm. Now, what are the attributes and the gift of palms out of all the trees to celebrate the arrival of Jesus? Why choose the palm tree? You'll find out in a moment. Well, let me remind you that you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Call in 347-426-3346. Now, here are some gifts of the palm tree that we can definitely tap into for connecting with our inner lover. Honor, truth, value, vitality, warmth, fertility, expansion, protection, aspiration, attainment, unification, resurrection, singleness of purpose. 'Tis true, sun symbols are predominantly masculine in their energetic tone. However, the palm shares its symbolic gender with succulent female qualities found in the fruit it bears. So we could see with symbolic eyes the erect, towering trunk representing the phallus, male power rising into action, followed by a flowering, expansive fireworks display of long, supple leaves nestling in offspring of rich, nutritious fruits. It is beautiful symbolism, and it's a snapshot that reminds us about fertility and unification, the symbol of androgyny as it possesses the perfect integration of both male and female attributes. You can't have one without the other, and that is the powerful gift of the palm tree. It has other messages too. It's connected to the High Priestess, which is found in the tarot. Indeed, the palm tree is depicted in this card for Rider-Waite, and it demonstrates the intent of the priestess to multiply the realms of seen and unseen, mixing them into a whole vision with the goal to dispense for the betterment of humanity. Now, isn't that an amazing tribute? And what an amazing plant to use to show victory, because in a lot of ways, Christianity does have such a really strong patriarchal focus that when the palm steps in, and notice it's connected to Jesus, whichever way you roll with him, it's really the stories that are told that either makes you feel included or excluded. In this moment, I find a way to tap into the beginning of Holy Week. So I do say Hosanna, and I do scream joy. I know that it is the Passion Week, and I don't usually dig the crucifixion part, but I'm hoping to let die things that keep me from focusing on the love that's within me. So I am on purpose doing the things that Melissa has talked about, meditating, focusing on my connection with divinity by tapping into the doorway with all things that I love, that bring me joy, that brings me strength. There's that fire, there's that passion, and the energy of the day is the number six. Now, we already had the focus of the masculine and the feminine around the Gemini, which is communication. It's air. Air is the heart chakra's element. So integrating the balance of dark and the light, you get to give birth to new life, a new you, embracing all of it, the yin, the yang. We need each other. That's what Palm Sunday is about, and that is why the palm tree is also considered the tree of life. There are other deities that are connected with it as well, Ishtar and Ashtarte, as well as Nut and Hathor, which are all focused on light and dark and sensuality. Easter comes from that energy as well, but, you know, we'll have an Easter show next week, so I'm not going to get into Easter. We're just going into the beginning of Holy Week, Palm Sunday. And I'm going to check and see if I'm missing anything, because there is another piece within a tarot world moving into the number six that I think you might find very interesting. No, we're doing cool. I'm not missing anything. Okay, this is great. I'm going to go in the chat room real quick.
Yes, my info lady, Tracy Ann Miller, still there. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I thank all of you for hanging out with me tonight. And here is why I think that tarot is so beautiful. And as we wind down this show about courting your inner lover, I am sharing with you the things that I most love, which wakes me up. And one of the things that I love about tarot is that when you follow the steps and you see it as more of, like, for spiritual development, you get more clues about the tools that you need on your journey. So we're going to make this applicable right now, from 0 to 6, real quick. How do you wake up the inner lover within you? You understand you come into the world as a 0 full of infinite possibilities, taking risks, going on adventures. You drop down to the 1, magician. You're given your tools. You're being told to pay attention to all the elements so that you can manifest right here on Earth. All of the elements are coming through. So while you're dealing with the everyday energy of the I can do it with the magician energy, you got to pay attention to somebody. That's your holy intuition, the Holy Spirit. I call her 2, high priestess. That's the inner teacher within you that's guiding you along your path. She has the key to hidden messages, maybe things you haven't thought about in a long time. But that's the area where, for me, my childhood memories and my lover energy resides. The high priestess has an amazing way of giving birth to your divine goddess on earth. It takes an empress, 3, abundance, to create, to take the energy of the baby, 0, 4, 1, magician, listen to the high priestess. Boom, there's a goddess walking the earth. You're an empress, and you can't have an empress, okay, without an emperor. But the reality is an emperor cannot give birth to an empress. You need the divine mother first to give birth. She gives birth, and then there comes the emperor, 4. He sets the laws down. He's the architect. Okay, dear, this is what you want. This is how we're going to build this house. Then you build that house, and you walk into 5, the Hierophant. Your heart is your minister. It tells you which way to go. You combine all these energies. You start kissing yourself. Yeah, I said that. It's the 6 lovers, because you realize that you are attracting all of the tools and the lessons that you've learned from 0 to 5, you get to embody it as the lovers in your life. So how do you court your inner lover? You connect with yourself. Know thyself. Do the holy romance dance with you. And I'm getting a message from Heart Quarters over here. And the best way to do that, to offer that gift, if you're not sure how to, is to forgive yourself everything. You know, you can't give what you don't have. And if you don't have forgiveness for yourself, it's going to be really hard to be compassionate and forgiving with others. That is a powerful magnet for attracting love, for attracting who you are. By deciding that whatever path you've taken on this journey, the inner lover within you forgives you and actually never condemns you. It's us who need forgiveness. We were never condemned. Though there are others who are telling different stories about that type of energy right now. But the reality is, the walk with the inner lover is really a walk with you. It's really a walk with your inner child. They're just making you grow it up a little bit. That's what the lovers is about, combining the sacred masculine and the feminine with the understanding that with forgiveness and with love, you find your way. Not only do you find a way, you light the path for the love you want to find you. It's true. Melissa broke it down. 9 months of introspection, 6 months later, or has she been with her boyfriend for 6 months? This dude from Africa. Dee-dee-dee-dee. It's funny how life shows up and how she showed up today. It's the synchronicities at well that lets you know that your inner lover is at play, because the universe cannot help supplying you with opportunities to show you of your ultimate good. The question is, are we paying attention to it? 'Cause you love me is
a song that's going to be coming up shortly. And I might need some help remembering that artist, but I can hear that song blasting in my head right now. And I think all of the things that are sung about in our love songs and through our music and through our art aren't just about connecting with love outside of you. I mean, we do need a reflection, you know? I like to play in those areas. One of my favorite awakened couples externally is Moshe. Thank you. Is Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. Look, I got tongue-tied. There's something about their power dynamics that makes me just come alive inside. Seeing that type of energy, there might be people around you who are exhibiting it, and it's authentic and it's real. You know, don't hide from those moments. Enjoy it. And then you'll get to also use music to connect you with tapping into perhaps songs and words that you want a lover to speak to you. You can speak it to yourself. So if you don't have somebody singing about you right now because you love me, you sing it for yourself. This is Sherry Marie. And you know what, family? I love you. I hope you love yourself. I hope you'll also hang out on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Tomorrow, he'll have Carl Spadna with the Lumen Essence Method that's also going to brighten you up. And I'm going to stop talking any minute because I love this song, and I hope you'll dance with me. Remember to wake up, court your inner lover for the rest of this week, and let's find out what kind of gifts you get to unwrap. Sherry Marie, because you love me, CHERIMAREE.com. That's where you can find her. I'm signing out. Have a wonderful night, family.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.